And welcome back to another Rate Rise special with the RBA announcement this afternoon that has just been made. Which way is it going to go? Well, as always, joining us is Anthony Landau from Equilibria Finance, who is always across these decisions for us. What has the RBA decided to do today?
Yeah, g'day, Craig. Nice to be here. Well, look, the RBA has decided to hold rates. There was obviously the rate rise in November, taking our cash rate to 4.35%, the 13th rate rise. A little bit of a wait and see approach, I think, from the governor today, and they've decided to hold rates in the run-up to Christmas.
Well, you picked it too. I was talking to you last week and you said that that's where you thought the smart money was.
Yeah, we thought that they might hold this time, I think. The RBA governor did shift her language in a recent briefing she gave, talking about how our inflation now is underpinned by a lot of demand-driven domestic demand and domestic inputs and labour. So essentially she's cautioning getting back to range of inflation is going to take a little bit longer. So I don't think it's the last of the rate rises, but yeah, some relief for all of our households.
And there's also this whole lag thing too, which right down the end of the chain, because there's been so many of these rises, they do have a little bit of flexibility about just waiting for that lag to catch up.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. And there is some mood around that maybe the full impact of interest rates hasn't flown through the economy yet. That's for a couple of reasons. There are still a lot of people on fixed rates. A lot of people had saving buffers coming out of COVID, and maybe it hasn't fully hit the household budget. So I think 24 is going to be a little bit of a tougher year for some households where the full impact of these rate rises does hit home.
All right, Anthony. Well, thanks for being our man on the spot, and we will wait and see what happens into 2024, because nothing in January, so we'll wait and see whether something clicks into February.
Yep, looking forward to catching up then and doing it all again. Thanks, Craig.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.